Pianist Víkingur Ólafsson's fleet fingers have led some to call him Iceland's Glenn Gould. On his new album called Mozart and Contemporaries, Ólafsson dispels myths about the famous composer while shedding light on the music scene of the late 18th century. NPR's Tom Heisinga has this review.
When little Víkingur Ólafsson was just 8, he threw a tantrum over Mozart. Ólafsson couldn't manage the runs in this deceptive little sonata, so he scratched out the notes with his pencil. Since then, the 37-year-old pianist has made peace with Mozart. He's included the music on an album devoted to the composer, plus a few from Mozart's cohort, musicians who thrived alongside him, such as the Italian Baldassare Galuppi. Once the most popular opera composer of his day, Galuppi was all but forgotten not long after he died in 1785. And that's just after Mozart wrote the powerful Sonata No. 14 that looks far ahead of its time. Ólafsson highlights the Beethovenesque violence and Mozart's shattering use of silence. With this music, Ólafsson illustrates his point. He wants to debunk the image of Amadeus as the lighthearted savant with a hyena laugh. There are dark shadows and despair in this music. Still, even in the midst of trouble, Mozart could sound impossibly upbeat, like this little gigue he wrote in May of 1789. With its bold harmonies and quirky rhythms, it sounds surprisingly modern. Mozart may have absorbed some of that radical sound from one of his heroes, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, the second eldest son of Johann Sebastian and another Ólafsson favorite. C.P.E. Bach's music features crazy hairpin turns, abrupt stops, and a freewheeling off-the-cuff feel. Music of Joseph Haydn, Mozart's idol, makes an appearance on this album in a swift yet elegant rendition of the 47th Sonata, and so does music by Domenico Cimarosa, a comic opera genius for whom Mozart once wrote an aria. Here, Ólafsson unearths and beautifully arranges one of Cimarosa's barely known keyboard sonatas, brimming with operatic lyricism. I love how Víkingur Ólafsson plays, but also how he thinks. This probing album that offers a Mozart attitude adjustment within the context of his peers ends with a sublime salute to one of the master's final pieces, a version of Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus, simple music that rises to the heavens.
The album is Mozart and Contemporaries by Víkingur Ólafsson. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.